A senior ruling party official on Monday said that Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir will not stand at the next election as part of a package of reforms aimed at democratizing the country. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels has more.
After over 20 years in power, a senior National Congress Party official says Bashir will not run in the next elections due in 4 years. Bashir is the only sitting head of state to be indicted by the International Criminal Court for war crimes and genocide in the war-torn Darfur region, charges which he denies. Last week, Mr. Bashir hinted to youth members of his party that he would retire if the ruling NCP adopted a retirement age of 60 for political posts. But the opposition played down the move, saying the NCP was simply trying to head off potential mass protests similar to those that have swept the region. Sudanese security forces have used force to break up dozens of small protests throughout the north since January as an economic crisis began to bite and the oil-producing south voted to secede and become independent in July. Meanwhile, the Catholic Diocese of Rumbek in South Sudan has identified reconciliation and trauma healing to be among its main priorities during 2011. Following the conclusion of the 13th Annual Assembly of Diocesan Church Personnel last week, Bishop Cesar Mazzolari outlined the resolutions.
We will work to identify the root causes of division, for instance, greed, power, cattle raiding, corruption, and tribalism. As church, we will bring divided groups together.
With regard to trauma healing, Bishop Mazzolari said that his church personnel resolved to build awareness among the people about the need of healing, striving to create a lively and normal environment after decades of civil strife. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.